In today's episode of the Hustler's Choice podcast, I talk about self-awareness, the power of self-awareness, and how you can start getting results in your life and making the changes where changes need to be made. It's very short, so make sure to share this with a friend. Listen to this a couple times if you need to, and enjoy. What is going on, everyone? Isaac Mashin here, coming to you with episode 10 of the Hustler's Choice podcast. And today's episode is going to be short, sweet, down to the point, and it's probably only going to be like 5 minutes long. And I'm going to be talking about self-awareness, something that I view as extremely, or something that I think is extremely underestimated and undervalued and underappreciated by many people. Now, a lot of big name entrepreneurs, Andy Frisella speaks on this, Gary Vee especially speaks on self-awareness, but I don't think we quite understand just how powerful that one thing is. Now, if you think about it, there are many things in our life that could be going differently. We could be in a different house right now. We could be in a different business. We could be at a different job, right? Our life could be going so many different ways. But if we do not have the self-awareness to understand that we are not living the life that we want to be living, we're going to continue going through that same exact situation. We're not going to make any changes. See, if you have the self-awareness to understand that the job that you are at right now is not something that you want to be doing, if you have the self-awareness to understand that the business you are building is not the business you want to be building, if you have the self-awareness to understand and to recognize that you are not in shape and you need to get into shape and you know what to do, then from there, you can follow it up and follow up that recognition with action. See, so many people, and a lot of people too, get to the point to where they recognize that they need to make changes. They're self-aware enough to know that, but they just are too lazy to actually change. Or they're being hindered by the thought of, this is a lot of work. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to do, you know, what to do. And the fact of the matter is, you just have to start. If you never start, you can never know what could potentially become or lead, you know, what could be, you know, what one single action can lead you to, right? You know, a lot of people want to be content creators, and me myself, you know, I need to produce more content on social media, because how the heck do I expect to build an audience if I'm not producing content? You see what I'm saying? And a lot of these people, especially artists and musicians, like, they want to be big, and they want to have a lot of, you know, a lot of streams. They want to, you know, be performing and going on tour and all these different things, building up their musical personal brand, yet they aren't producing any music. You see what I'm saying? And so, guys, the one thing that I implore you to do is have the self-awareness to understand that you need to make a change. Have the self-awareness to see what areas of your life could be going better, what things you could be doing, what, you know, areas that you can improve. Because face it, we are not perfect and we will never be perfect. You know, as much as I would love to say that I have everything figured out in my life, it's quite the opposite right now. And one of the reasons why I wanted to record this episode and why I felt driven to record this episode, even though it's not going to be my traditional length episode, is because I really want you guys to understand that we might not have it all figured out, but I encourage you to recognize that and to sit down and start reflecting, to start thinking about what you want to do. Start, you know, meditating, going through your life and thinking about the things that are going great and the things that are going horrible or the things that aren't going according to plan. And then from there, look and examine in those different areas and make the changes wherever the change is new or wherever the change is needed. It's a very simple concept. It really is. And self-awareness is something that you're not going to develop overnight. It's going to take time. I'm still developing self-awareness. I'm a lot more self-aware right now of how I'm being influenced by the, you know, by the actions of other people, by the opinions of other people, by, you know, the things that I'm doing, by, you know, my environment that I'm staying in. I'm much more self-aware today than I was a year and a half ago. And that's the beauty behind the journey, guys. We are going to be continually growing, continually evolving, and continually learning new and more advanced things. And we're going to have a better understanding of ourselves. That's not going to happen in a matter of 24 hours. And we can't expect it to happen in that short amount of time. But if you have the recognition that you're getting to that place in life, that you're developing that self-awareness, you know, just by recognizing that if you hit the snooze on your alarm first thing in the morning, that's doing yourself a disservice because you're lacking the willpower to get your ass out of bed. You know, this is something I'm speaking from personally, man. Like, you know, I'm talking on a very personal level on this episode because it's something that has just hit home with me to where it's like I have the self-awareness to understand that every single time I hit snooze, I'm being lazy. In reality, I should be getting up and I should be getting to work. I should be getting to sending out messages, to prospecting, to growing my brand, to doing, you know, and recording these pieces of content and whatnot, recording another episode of my podcast. But if I don't do that and I hit snooze, I recognize that I shouldn't be doing that. But you have to follow that up with the willpower as well. So here you have self-awareness, then you have to have the ability to change. But in order to change, you have to have the willpower and the control over your mind and the control over your body to make things happen. See, all of us know how to get a six pack, right? We know how to get into shape. But the reason why we are not in shape and the reasons why we do not have a six pack is simply because we are lazy, right? We are going about life looking for the special diet pill. How can we get it right now? And there is no special diet pill. There is no direct secret to success. It's really consistency, and it's putting forward the work and doing the actions that you know you need to be doing. You know, go to the gym, eat healthy, you know, do the core workouts, right? If you want a six pack or a rock hard abs, then you got to put in the work and you got to grind and do a whole bunch of core exercises, right? You're not going to get a six pack of abs by doing push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, again, self-awareness. I really don't know how to break it down any simpler than that. So guys, this is a very short episode, but I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to today's episode. Go ahead and re-listen to this episode once or twice and make sure to send this to a friend of yours. I really am wanting to get the Hustler Choice podcast growing. I had a good amount of momentum going for me. I took a break. That was entirely on me. But see, I have the self-awareness to understand that that was my fault. And because of that, I'm stepping up and I'm making changes where I know that I need to make changes in my life. So guys, I want you to send this episode to a friend of yours, refer them, and I want this to turn into something phenomenal. Other than that, appreciate each and every one of you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. Make sure to check me out on social media at Isaac Mashman and isaacmashman.com. Got a lot of great content, a lot of great things coming your way in the very, very near future. So until next time, guys, success before rest.